Blog Talk Radio.
Comfort zone to get ready for your healing. Have you been checking for your healing today?
all day today? Have you tried to do the things that you weren't able to do before? Did any progress towards your healing today? If you were totally healed on last evening, were you rejoicing today? Have you testified about your healing today? If you took one step more today than you did yesterday, have you told anybody about your healing today, about how you're going today, what's going on in your life? Where you should. God is waiting to hear your testimony. Somebody else out there is waiting to hear your testimony. They're going to grow from hearing your testimony. We need to make sure that we are telling someone of the goodness that God is doing in your life. Someone that they know, you may not know, in your life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we just ask you to just wash over us, dear Father, and just cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our spirits right now, dear Father. And now we ask you to connect your spirit with our spirit. Thank you, Holy Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We receive your spirit. We receive your spirit. We receive your spirit all over us, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is here. And we ask that you just take your presence, Jesus. Take your stand and speak into our lives. Let us just hear from you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, the Holy Spirit, he will come if you invite him in. He will come if you invite him in. Check your body for your healing. Our scripture today is coming from Hebrews. In the New Testament, Hebrews 11. And we're starting with 1. Verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, is the evidence of the things that are not seen. Verse 3 says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. By faith, we understand that the word of God framed all that there is, all creation. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So the things which were made from things that are not visible. It was made from what? His word. We can't actually see the words as we speak them out of our mouths. So that's power right there. That's faith. Just introducing you, getting you a vivid sight of what faith, how we should conduct our life in living in faith, our daily life. Says by faith, we must understand now that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen that you and I can see right now today, the grass, the sky, the water below us, the trees, all the things that we can see were not made of things which are visible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just love that. I just love that. God says by faith we must live. By faith. And then for the lack of time, we're going to move to verse 6. But all through, take out some time, go back through, and just look at some examples, and which we're going to try to touch on some on tomorrow night, like verse 4 and 5, and then we'll come back up just showing different people who stepped out on faith, how they did it, some of the things that they did to show they had faith. And it wasn't easy, but they believed, and that's what we have to do. So verse 6 tells us, but now, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you said, but faith, do I have to have faith? Hebrews 11 and 6 explains it to us. Again, but without faith, it is impossible. That means it's not possible, correct? It is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God, as you and I, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So first we must believe what? That he is, that he's the Almighty, that he's the beginning, he's the end, he's the first, he's the last, that he is the creator of all creation. So first we must believe that he is. And then second, we must believe that he is a rewarder, that he wants to give you reward. He is a rewarder. For who? For those who diligently seek him. Not those who seek him, but those who diligently seek him. That means those who are seeking him through the loss of their child, they're still seeking him. They're seeking him through the loss of their job, they're still seeking him. They're seeking him when it seems like they're paying their tithes, seem like they're in prayer, seem like they're doing all, but everything seems to still kind of be destructing, coming down on them. They still can't see their way out. But they're diligently seeking him. He is a rewarder for those who seek him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your scriptures. I pray that all the hearers will become doers of the word. Not just hear the word, but all that hear will become doers of the word. And so I bless you right now for all that is hearing the word, whether in archives or whatever. I bless you right now that what you are hearing, you will now get into your spirit. How do you get it into your spirit? You invite the spirit. God is spirit. Invite him in your spirit to dwell in your heart, and he will connect with your spirit, and that you also may be a receiver from the rewarder, who is Jesus Christ, our God, our Lord and Savior. Again, so if faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things that are not seen. You said, I don't see my healing right now, evangelist. Faith is the things hoped for. Hallelujah. Deferred hope makes the heart what? Sick. Deferred hope makes the heart sick. Hope. You got hope. Keep your hope. It's the evidence of the things that you can't see right now. An example I like to use is, if you look at ice trays, everyday ice trays that you put in your freezer and you make your ice out, ice trays, the water for those ice cubes, that water is the substance for the ice that you're hoping for. Let me say it again. So you're filling your trays. You have to put water in the cube tray that you're hoping to get ice for. So that water is the substance, just like your healing is the substance, that you're speaking the word. You're speaking the word into your body, into your mind. And you're, because you have hope for this healing. The water is the substance for the ice that you're hoping for. You see, water is the seen thing That's the thing that you can see right now. His word is the seen thing. You can read his word. You can apply his word to every area of your mind, every area of your body, every area of your home, every area of your job. You can put his word on it. Hallelujah. So the water is the seen thing. For the unseen eyes that you're believing for. Are you with me? So you put the word on it and you speak the word on it. For the unseen healing that you haven't saw yet. But that's what you're believing for. Now, if you have no belief, you have no hope, then you have no healing. Again, if you have no belief, you have no word that you're speaking on it, then you have no healing. And it's the same with ice. Let's go back. You have no water, you have no ice. Again, you have no water, which is your faith, then you have no ice, which is something that you're hoping and believing that will come. Substance, hope, evidence, your substance added with hope brings you evidence. So that's where we're at now. That's where we're at right now. Where are you at in your hope? Remember, we spoke and we told you and we got it in our spirits, right? But everything that is received from our rewarder, from God, is by faith. Everything that is received from God is by faith. Faith always has an exercise of obedience. Faith always has an exercise of obedience to it. Jesus said you can have great faith, normal faith, little faith, or no faith. And remember, God isn't interested. Let's just tap on it one more time before we move forward. Some people get so impressed about how somebody can take the memorized things, even the scriptures, how they always got the most fanciest Bible. But God isn't interested in seeing how many scriptures you can remember, or how big of a Bible, how fancy of a Bible that you have. He's not interested in seeing you walk around it, telling everyone else every scripture. I know you know someone like that. But God wants us to live out the scriptures daily. It must be the daily bread. He wants us to live out the scriptures. And then when you find someone who's living out the scriptures, they not only are telling you about what's going on, what's in your life, the changes that they see that you need to make. Hallelujah. But they can stand forth and be the first one to make testimonies of where they came from, of the things that they have had or have in their heart that they're praying and working on. But we must be obedient. If you want faith, you have to exercise obedience. When Jesus healed on the earth, he always had them do some kind of activity of faith. Activity of faith. Let's just take a look real quick at Matthew 9 and 6. Matthew 9 and 6. You know the story. Oh, let's get it. Here we go. All right. Matthew 9 and 6, and we're talking about when Jesus heals the man who was paralyzed. And he says, but so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sin, get up, take your mat and go home. And the man got up and went home. Get up, take your mat and go home. And the man got up and went home. Hallelujah. See, if you look at the man at the pool of Bethesda, it's not how long that he had been there. Just like your sickness, it's not how long that you've been sick. It doesn't matter how long you've been paralyzed. It doesn't matter how long you say that people say that your mind has left you. It doesn't matter how long. It didn't matter how long that man had been sitting there by the pool of Bethesda. But God said, arise, pick up your mat, and walk. And he did. And he did. An activity of obedience to prove his faith. Jesus always asked for an activity of faith. Jesus later found that same man. It tells us where that he found him at the temple. The man was still healed. Because when Jesus heals you, you're healed. The man was still healed. Was it a struggle to get to the pool? Yes. That man had been there for years. I know it was a struggle to get there. But the word will work if you work it. Jesus would provoke them to obey. Because faith has an obedience factor. So talk healing isn't enough just to have an act of faith of healing. Talking healing, it's just not enough. It must be an act in your faith of healing. What about the man that Jesus spit in the dirt, and then he rubbed it in the blind man's eyes? What about that? What did he do? Then after he rubbed it in the blind man's eyes, he then ordered him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And he was healed. See, Jesus could have said, just be healed. But instead, he once again provoked the man to do something, to get involved. And you got involved with your healing. You see, an act of faith is a key in receiving healing. Now, the man could have got all blindsided and said, you didn't. You don't. So you spit in the dirt, and now you're rubbing this in my eyes? Now you want me to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash? Why can't you just heal me? Why can't you just walk up to me and just touch me and heal me? Because we know that he could. But it was because of the obedience. It was because of the activity that he wanted the man to get involved in his healing. So he had to provoke the man to do something, to get involved. Again, an act of faith. That's the key thing when you're receiving your healing. An act of faith. So you yourself, you've got to get involved. God may have told you to get up. Walk this time, bathroom. You may say, there's no way that I can walk. But you've got to remember, God is with you. It is he who you're asking to heal you. He is the healer. He is the rewarder. He said, if you just take one step, how many will I take? I will take two. You got to do something. You got to run. You got to walk. You got to raise your hands. You got to go into prayer with me. You got to send the word of God into your body. And that act of faith is what brings the provision of what God has for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Good word from the Lord. Don't you let anyone speak lies into your life. Do not let anyone speak lies into your life. God does still heal. God does still heal. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Jesus, for being a healer. Thank you, Jesus. He said, his kingdom is not in word, but in power. Miracle working power. That supernatural power. That's the kind of power you're needing right now. See, it's not in you just talking. You got to do something with it. And you put all of the pieces of the puzzle together. And you receive his power, his miracle working power, his supernatural power laying right now on your back. That back that's been giving you so many problems for so long. That supernatural power just right now just laying on your back. Will you receive it? Will you receive your healing tonight? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed as Jesus asked the man by the pool of Bethesda? Do you want to be healed? So you got to put faith in God's word today. Today. You must put faith in God's word today. You said, but you know what? I can't go back to my doctor and tell him I'm healed. I may lose my disability. That's all I got. I can't. You've got to have faith that all is going to work out according to God's plan. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. They're not to harm you. They are not to harm you. It's not to get you cut off of your benefits. It's not to keep you out there with nothing and no way to provide for yourself. That's not his plans for you. God doesn't have plans to destroy you. God only wants the best for you. God only wants the best. And when you can reach out and go beyond what you can see, go beyond what you can comprehend, go beyond what you've heard about, and go into the word and start testifying and having faith for that word. You got to believe that everything's going to be all right. You got to believe that his word is true. You got to believe that what he said is what he will do. Remember that he declares to you, he has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. He has plans to give you hope. Remember, if you have hope, you can have a future. If you have hope, you can have a future. This is Evangelist Von Dumas. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. He has plans to give you hope. No hope, no future. No hope, no faith. No faith, no healing. You see how it all connects together? All for the good of you. All for the betterment of you. All because God wants to have you whole, set free, delivered, in good health. You have to do something. You have to put your faith to work. Put your faith in God's word today. As you and I and all the ones that want to intercede, your pastors, your leaders, your family, as we pray together, you can be healed today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow, sister. You can be healed today. But, you know, a lot of times we don't even feel like that we even want to be healed anymore. We're so used to being pitied, having self-pity. We're so used to using our illness as an excuse to keep us from doing something that we're too lazy to do. Now hear me from the Spirit. If it's not your circumstance, then that's fine. But they are those. And you know who they're touching to. You know who it is. The words are touching you right now. You know. You said, do I even want to be healed? I've been like this so long. What would I do? Have faith in God that he'll show you what you're supposed to do, what your next move is. But don't you dare shut out your living the rest of your life just because you're afraid of how you're going to do it. God has plans for you. God has plans for your life. God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. God has plans to give you hope and a future. You are worthy. You are worthy. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. You are worthy of a healing. You are worthy to live in perfect health. You are worthy. And I know that some tell you that it's okay. The God is just a God, and he's going to forgive all, and you don't have to worry about any of it. But read the word. You must repent. You must repent. See, the man at the pool of Bethesda, he wasn't without sin. No, 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 no. God didn't heal him because he had never sinned. So it's not what you have done in your life that would keep you from receiving your healing. You are worthy to be healed. How do you know, evangelist, you may say, that the man was, that he was without sin? I know that he wasn't without sin because Jesus told him, he said, now go. Go and do what? Go and sin no more. See, healing is a gift. Healing is a gift, so we need to stimulate our faith. Instead of looking at our family weaknesses, we need to stimulate our faith. The man could have said, well, you know, my parents was paralyzed. My parents had this illness that paralyzed me, because they don't tell me how he became paralyzed. It could have been in his sin. We don't know. But we can't. We got to stimulate our faith. Instead of looking at our family weaknesses, who else was a diabetic? Who else had high blood pressure? Who else had committed suicide? Who else was divorced over and over? Who else was marrying over and over again? Who else abused their kids? Hallelujah. You got to stop looking at the weakness of your family. And you look at yourself as you're the strength of your family. You're the one who's going to start pulling strength over your weaknesses. Hallelujah. So go and sin no more as you receive your healing right now today. Go and sin no more. Receive your gift of healing. Let it stimulate your faith. See, healing is given because of what you deserve, what I deserve. Because none of us will be healed of our sicknesses. But because you need a healing, that's all it takes for God to heal you. You need a healing. See, first, faith works above natural laws. I can't see my words. We spoke about that. I can't see my thoughts that I think. I can't even see the prayers that I pray. But the unseen will always change the seen. because faith works above the natural law. So the doctor said, it's impossible for you to recover from this. The Bible says, without faith, all things are impossible. It's impossible to please God without faith. He said, with faith, faith works above the natural law. He said, faith will change the scene. Faith, being the unseen, will change the scene every time. This is the word of God. This is what we're supposed to be standing on. This is what you're supposed to be receiving your healing on. This is what you're supposed to be preaching on, telling God about, giving thanksgiving for. If we believe Jesus' preaching, if we believe his teaching, why not believe his healing? If we believe his preaching, we believe his teaching, why not believe his healing? Hallelujah. Why not believe his healing? And we're going to pick up right there tomorrow. Believing his healing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word, the word, the word, the word. Thank you for our faith that you've taught us about tonight. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your faith as you're just healing our minds, healing our bodies, healing our temples. We've made wrong decisions and different things now are destroying our temples, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not because of what we did or what we're doing or going to do, but because we need a healing right now from you, Jesus. And that's why you're healing us. And we come to you with thanksgiving, thanksgiving, and we praise you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you never do another thing for me, you've done enough, and I just praise you. I honor you. I glorify you. I magnify your name because you're worthy. You're worthy. And I don't want anyone to ever step in my life that will speak anything against your healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the people receive their healing. Let the people receive their healing right now. As they testify about the healing that you've restored to them right now, to their fathers. I see some fathers that's just right now. You're trying to struggle because you don't know what to do, but you're feeling it right now. The negative thoughts, the things that someone's been praying over you over, been broke free right now. Receive your healing. Let go and let God heal you. Let go and let God show you what he has planned for you in your future. Let go and let God show you what just a little hope will do for you, will do for your family. A little hope, a little faith will deliver you, will set you free. Don't get hung up on what someone is saying, natural law. Faith works above natural law. If you want to guarantee that you spend eternity with the God that we just talked about, with the God that we just preached about, that we just taught about, the healer, the rewarder, if you want to become a new creature in Christ, wipe your slate clean. Just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and you died on the cross for me. I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You can reach me. Tell someone about your news. I would love to hear from you. At walkwithmegod@aol.com. Leave a message here on the blog talk. My name is Evangelist Von Dumas. I'm just overjoyed just to be in your presence, just to share with you as you become a new creature in Christ. As you know that old things are passed away, behold, all things are new. I'm a clean slate with Christ right now.